All right, Freak Show, Wild 94.1 Bay's Party Station. Hopefully somebody's out there bringing in a $500 payday, because we got more coming up for you. Even hours, 8, 10, 12, 2, 4, 6, and 8. Cash quarantine, $500 each time. And it's a nationwide fight, but it's up against 12 other cities that, honestly, y'all could slap them $500 right out of their hands. Take it right out. All right, so we made the news again. Not just for the Tiger Carnies or whatever, but Chad Cronister was on, I saw him on CNN, I saw him on Good Morning America with ABC News, all talking about this Pastor Brown that apparently was arrested. He was bailed out. Some people are saying he was doing it for, you know, the First Amendment. Some people say he was doing it because that's the man of God thing to do. Other people were saying he was doing it for a talking point. You know, kind of getting his name out there.
Right.
It's again on TV right now. He was arrested. He had a full-on church service at 9 a.m. on Sunday, and had another one at 7 p.m. Mm. And there are other places that are doing the same thing. A Louisiana church had over 1,000 people where they bust people in for it, and they're just kind of like saying that their faith is going to carry them through. And that they are essential is what they're trying to say. Lot of responses that I read yesterday were all about, this is the First Amendment rights being stepped on. This is making the church the enemy of the state. You know, and saying that I don't agree that you have the right to tell me that I can't go worship.
Here's one right now I'm reading. It says, this is outrageous. The high sheriff should be ashamed of himself for ordering this arrest warrant. Someone needs to file in federal court to stop these local heavy-handed peacekeepers from violating the constitutional rights of people to peacefully assemble.
Now, listen, I can't, you know, force my opinion on people, but I've never known Chad Cronister to be heavy-handed.
Nope.
But I will say that a lot of people believe in their faith. There, it's a very, you know, it's close to people's hearts. And so they think in this time of a pandemic, what better place to be than in church? However, there's a risk there. We just talked about groceries and how we got to relearn how to take groceries home. That's a major thing. Like, people are like, hey, every day we learn more. And I learned yesterday about the scariest part of this whole aerosolized virus. Somebody's in an elevator and they sneeze and then leave the elevator. Then it comes down to your floor and you're like, nobody's on the elevator. I'm safe. You get on the elevator. You're now breathing in
same air,
that aerosolized thing that can be in the room for up to 3 to 4 hours.
Jeez.
In that box of the elevator. So if they're learning this as we go, what do you think about a church congregation of 500 that are arm to arm?
Come on.
In there saying, say hi to your neighbor. Hey, neighbor.
Yeah. Shaking hands.
And peace be with you. Yeah. And all that stuff like that. It's dangerous. And doesn't the government have a right to say, for the public good, everyone stay home?
Yes. Well, the public well-being takes precedence.
It's a direct violation of the safer at home order that was just put in place in Hillsborough County, and that limits gatherings of more than 10 people together. And
right.
The pastor knew that,
and he was warned multiple times.
Yes.
So he bucked the warnings and kind of thumbed his nose in law enforcement, and said, "Hey, we're gonna do this anyway. We're gonna do it twice." As a matter of fact,
but are you allowed to do so if you're a man of God?
No, just because you wear... No, absolutely not.
I mean,
no,
I think
this is
a
pandemic going on.
But people believe that,
you're
though.
Putting
people
your
believe...
entire congregation in danger
or you're
for
leading,
your selfish reasons.
Or you're leading, like, okay, somebody quoted Moses. When Moses led them out into the Red Sea and staff and the whole thing, separating, you know, saving everybody. You follow Moses, sounds crazy. Sounds nuts, where people like in the back, like, man, I don't know where the hell we going. Like, you know what I'm saying? The whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out to be a miracle, you know, or it turns out to be something that's highly regarded by Christians. So everybody is, you know, in that realm is trying to live that.
I get that.
And so he's like, I'm your leader. I'm the shepherd. I'm here saying that we need to stay prayed up. What better place to do it than in here praising God together? That's what his belief is. At least that's what the people are saying who are writing in.
And this whole time, though—
And I'm paraphrasing.
Right. And this whole time, all we've been hearing about is it's not necessarily you. It could be somebody that you love that you pass this on to.
Right.
So this is definitely a hotbed for—this is exactly what they tell us not to do.
And he's an older dude.
And he's an older dude.
He's the—you know, the older people are at the risk, and he brought everybody to his place. So he's like, why would I want to die?
Right.
But then again, why would you want to get arrested? Because you could be a martyr for the game. Like, yo, I would, I wrote, when I put Chad's post up yesterday, I was like, yo, I'm like, you have just written this man's sermon on Sunday.
Mm.
I went to jail for Jesus.
Right.
I went to jail for my faith.
He's going to wear it as
you
a badge.
Can't take my faith. I mean, that's the sermon.
But like every other amendment out there has to be some, it's based upon being reasonable, some reasonableness that happens. You can't just go into a crowded theater and shout fire.
You can't.
You can't bring people together when there's a massive public safety issue that's happening right now.
Tiffany is on the phone right now, and we got calls coming in where we're basically trying to ask the question. They're asking about essential. Being like a liquor store, a grocery store, but non-essential is a church, and they're not allowed to worship. But we know the health risks that we're learning as we go. Tiffany, how you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning, freaks. How are you?
We are good. We're just trying to figure our way through this and figure out what the people think. What are you thinking about this situation?
Man, I think that this is heavy. Like, I have a little bit of a medical background, and I think that right now people in the medical field are mainly concerned because we have bugs out there with higher numbers that are more deadly and dangerous to the population that they're not causing mass hysteria about. My concern with this stopping us from gathering and stuff right now, sure, it's a public health risk. When you hear things like President Trump mentioning an enforceable quarantine, right now that sounds good to us because we want to keep ourselves safe. What we have to keep in mind is like the availability of these tests is limited, so the numbers are limited. So we're going to put rules into place that we're not going to be able to get out of 6 months from now, a year from now, when the safety is no longer an issue. What happens after that? Like right now, we're like, yeah, let's do it. Shut them down. No church. And then what? Like for how long? Because nobody, every day it changes more and more. And like we don't have enough to go on for us to be like, yeah, let's just start chopping up the Constitution that's been in place.
Okay, wait, hold on, Tiffany, because you're regurgitating a lot of stuff. All right, we just simply mm-hmm. talking about the church thing, and here's one thing I just want to say out loud for you. There mm-hmm. was a choir practice that just happened. It's on top of the news. 60 mm-hmm. people met for choir rehearsal. They had hand sanitizer. Nobody had cases. Nobody had any symptoms. Nobody. There mm-hmm. wasn't even no cases in the city. 45 mm-hmm. people of those 60 now have COVID-19. 45 of the 60. Two of the people at that choir rehearsal died.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so put it in that perspective. Your grandmama, who goes to church because she got faith, is now gone. Doesn't that feel like maybe we should have been smarter and told her to stay home and watch the church on a multiplicity of cameras that they can, has an online ministry.
If we say that, then we can say, well, wouldn't it be smarter that people don't smoke cigarettes because we know it kills them?
Ain't nobody smoking it in church. Come on, Tiffany, you got to stay on the case. Come on. All right. Okay. All right.
I got you.
I got to go. All right. Omar, you're next. What's up?
What's up, man?
What are you thinking?
Hey, everybody just got to stay home. You know what I'm saying? I have parents that are every Sunday, church-to-church people. They're doing it via internet. So there's nothing wrong with that. Like I was telling David, he is not God. He's not the one that's going to heal you. He's just putting people at risk. You want to do your God? You want to do your prayer thing? You could do that at home. God does not discriminate. He's acting very irresponsible.
Now, the messaging can still go out. I heard the sheriff say that you can do it online and people can get their same message if that's what you want to do as their shepherd. But pulling them down there seems a little dangerous.
That's too much. It's not. It's a sacrifice. I'm working right now. I don't want to be working, but I have to be working. Mm-hmm. I would like the whole state to shut down, but it hasn't gotten to that point yet.
Yeah.
But I don't choose to go to work. I'm taking my precautions. But I'm not going to go to a meeting where there's 50, 60 people. That's irresponsible.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I mean, if you're trying not to take it home, I got you, man. Omar, that's a good point. Sarah, you're on the phone. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. This is about people's faith, and you know, people in times like this want to hold on to their faith.
Yeah.
like, you know, because it's important to them. What do you think in this situation where this man wants to continue leading his church?
I think it's understandable that people want to hold on to the faith, especially in a time like this. But I think, you know, with a mass pandemic going on, a global pandemic, and we just need to stay home to reduce the spread so they can deal with it easier. If you're going to go to church, or you're going to go to the mosque, or you're going to go to a synagogue, you're not going to be 6 feet apart. There's going to be more than 10 people. It's going to spread because, like y'all said, treat everyone like they got it. You don't know who doesn't have it. There's all these celebrities going on there. Like, I didn't show any symptoms, but I took tests and I'm positive. So you could go to a congregation and no one could show symptoms, and then everyone walks out with COVID-19 because one person had it and they didn't know.
Exactly.
Yeah. I just think it's safer for people to just, you know, do it online. A lot of churches are doing it, live streaming it online. A lot of mosques are live streaming it online. There's really no problem with doing it from home. God knows your intent. He knows what you're trying to do. He knows.
I mean, if you really want to be real, God's there. God's at home. God's there with you. You ain't got to go to the building. The church is not the building.
Exactly.
So, yeah, exactly. I do agree with that.
Exactly.
All right. Well, sweetie, thank you. I appreciate that.
There are a lot of people sacrificing, especially nurses and doctors and countless others, not getting much sleep right now and dedicating their entire lives to healing this entire nation. And you have to go ahead and be this selfish and bring that many people together, not just once, but twice.
I mean, I don't
you deserve to go to jail.
I mean, I don't think it's selfish. I think it's misguided because people who are in a faith-based business hold that faith when most people don't.
But is it gone? Is their faith gone because they didn't meet this Sunday?
I'm not saying it is. I'm saying, but if you're that person, you've bucked the system for your faith many other times where other people didn't show and you were there. When it was two people in the storefront, you was there. Now it's 2,000. You know what I'm saying? They're used to going so hard for their faith that it's almost like a rote thing that they got. Like when they say, you shutting down, quickly they're like, well, not me, because we going to be here for Jesus. Like, and people will clap for you for that. Like, you know, they say, I've heard pastors
say
that they say we ain't supposed to be in here today,
right?
But we in here with Jesus. And the whole amen corner is going to go off. They're like, yes, Lord, tell them, pastor. High five for Jesus and touching each other and all that stuff.
And I bet you right now, like, to be 100 with it, I bet it's very profitable for them where everybody else is shut down and they're being looked at as we're being targeted. We're being persecuted. But your faith is going to keep,
but
you
your
know,
faith going to carry you through.
Now, yeah,
let's pass this basket around one more time. One more time.
Because somebody Greed. Just texted in. It is very hard to get people to Cash App their tithes.
Right.
It's hard because everybody, we just talked about banks and all these people are not taking your rent because they're like, yo, we want to give you a break. Church ain't giving you a break. Church ain't saying, come on in here and don't pay your tithes. You got to pay Jesus.
And
Jesus is protecting you from the virus. You got to pay Jesus.
No. There's always those businesses that are the ones that have to be forced to shut down. They have to put a lock on. You have to cut the power. They have to make you stop operating. And I look at this just the same.
And if you really cared about the people in your service and the people that you are talking to, you would have never done that. He himself, I feel it, me personally, he is one of the most selfish people out there right now.
I think there's some people, somebody just wrote, what if, because we mentioned the choir, 45 out of 60 people walked away with COVID, COVID-19.
At the choir?
Two people died.
Yeah.
Okay. What if, what just was wrote, what if nobody walks away from that church service with it?
Then that's a blessing. But you don't know.
Hello, Jesus.
You don't know.
Hello, Jesus. If all them people was in there and they get all them people together in two weeks?
Okay.
Ain't nobody sick.
What?
That's gonna blow him up.
So it solidifies what he did.
In the God business, he gonna be lit.
That was a little miracle.
That's
your first miracle, Pastor Rodney.
Okay.
Pastor Rodney's like, yo, everybody was in here. I don't see no coffin.
And then he'll take credit
And he'll be like, no, he ain't gonna take credit, but he'll be like, Jesus protected us because we were.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. There's a big belief system that people believe you're good
when you're
praising.
I know.
And I mean, Pentecostal, you know, First Baptist, bruh.
What if he's like, and then for my next miracle, watch me break out of jail.
Da, da, da,
like David Copperfield.
Stop it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.